Hare Krishna. Reading from Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Contents of the Gita summarized, text 42 through 43. Krishna is instructing Arjuna. Prabhupada has called this chapter, the second chapter, it's like the table of contents, the contents of the Gita summarized. 42 through 43. Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, result in good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say there is nothing more than this. Comment. Here, for the first time, Krishna mentions the Vedas to Arjuna. He tells Arjuna to give up his karma kanda mentality, or the idea of using the Vedas for many sacrifices aimed at pleasing various demigods to gain temporary fruit and benedictions, such as sons, health, power, wealth, longevity, a bountiful harvest, or heavenly pleasures. It should be noted that in the previous section, Krishna encouraged Arjuna to fight by appealing to the same mentality in Arjuna that he now condemns. Although previously encouraging Arjuna to fight to obtain heaven, Krishna now speaks on a higher level, the level of Buddhi Yoga. 44. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Comment. The result of being attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas without knowing their actual purpose, the result is bewilderment. Owing to ignorance and material attachment, karmakandis cannot fix their minds on the Supreme. Instead, they use the Vedas as an excuse to avoid the Vedic purpose, which is surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna next prescribes how one can overcome this mentality. 45. The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature, or Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes, be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. Comment. Krishna instructs Arjuna to rise above the fruit of performance of duty. Rather than fighting to gain heavenly pleasures or to avoid infamy, he should be established in self-realization. Arjuna previously reasoned that destroying the family traditions would end the performance of karmakanda rituals. Krishna now defeats that argument by telling Arjuna to rise above those rituals, which are contaminated by the modes of material nature. In its purport, Srila Prabhupada comments on Krishna's first mention of the three modes of material nature and summarizes the process of transcending those modes. Quote, as long as the material body exists, there are actions and reactions in the material modes. One has to learn how to learn tolerance. One has to learn tolerance in the face of dualities such as happiness and distress, or cold and warmth. And by tolerating such dualities, become free from anxieties regarding gain and loss. This transcendental position is achieved in full Krishna consciousness when one is fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. Wow, I'll read that sentence again. This transcendental consciousness of being beyond the dualities and free from anxiety about gain and loss. This transcendental position is achieved in full Krishna consciousness when one is fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. Krishna concludes his argument in verse 46. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. Comment. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that in India, each well is used for only a specific purpose, for drinking water, for washing clothes, for cleaning utensils, or for bathing. All those activities, however, can be performed simultaneously on the shore of a lake or a river. Where a source of fresh water is available, we do not need to go from well to well to fulfill our purposes. Similarly, one who is vijñātaḥ, in complete knowledge of the Vedic purpose, need only perform buddhi yoga for the Lord's pleasure. The performance of buddhi yoga satisfies the purpose behind the Vedas. Karmakanda rituals then become unnecessary. Even one who has material desires, but who performs buddhi yoga, will become purified because he is fixed in transcendental knowledge. Because Krishna has explained several alternative levels of activity to Arjuna, he next explains the specific level on which Arjuna is qualified to act. 47. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Comment. This important verse, in which the Lord chooses to instruct Arjuna to perform Nishkam Karma Yoga, begins, Karma Eva Dikariste. Arjuna's adhikar, his personal eligibility, is Eva, quote, certainly, for karma work. While working, however, he should not create further reactions by desiring to enjoy the fruits of his work. The concept of duty, dispassionate proper actions, whose performance is its own reward, is becoming increasingly foreign to modern society. Srila Prabhupada describes this proper approach to work in his purport. Quote, Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty without attachment to the results. His non-participation in the battle is another side of his attachment. Such attachment never leads one to the path of salvation. Any attachment, positive or negative, is cause for bondage. Inaction is sinful. Therefore, fighting as a matter of duty was the only auspicious path of salvation for Arjuna. End of Srila Prabhupada's, this quotation from Prabhupada's purport. Krishna explains the proper consciousness in which to work in the following sloka. And we shall read that and others quite soon. How to work in such a way that we become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.